was a lot of fun. Thanks to Marlins Band for stopping by in studio here on Wildcat Insider. Powercat Game Day is going to start at 6. Cole Maybeck is going to join us for part of the show, live and in person as well. So a lot of big names in the studio here today, not only just myself and Tyler Dreiling. I'm going to talk here with Brian Haney, voice of the Kansas Jayhawks. Welcome him into the show. Head of K-State in Kansas tonight. Game tips at 8 o'clock. The Jayhawks coming off a pretty shocking loss to Iowa State. They led by 14 at the half and let that lead slip away. The Cyclones knocked down 18 three-pointers in that win over the Jayhawks, and they ended that very long home court winning streak for Kansas. And Brian, as we kick things off here, I'll start by asking you, how shell-shocked was everybody to see that happen to the Jayhawks at home?
That it was nuts. And answer me this question. What's more improbable, all three of those teams losing at home or erasing a 25-point second-half deficit in the Super Bowl? What a wild weekend, you know? And I guess, if anything, the Super Bowl comeback would be more improbable because it speaks to how deep this Big 12 conference is and how, while home court still does matter, it doesn't matter near as much as it used to. I mean, even before KU lost to Iowa State, their average margin of victory in the league at home was just 8 games. And as you well know, covering this league as long as you have, John, Kansas typically at home, even if games are played close for 25 or 30 minutes, they find a way to go on one of those patented 16-2 runs, and they break your back and win by 15-20. It's just not been one of those years. And some of that has to do with, you know, the rest of the pack really stepping up its game, and some of that has to do with Kansas not being as deep or as dominant as they've been. But they're still one of the nation's elites, and they'll get a chance to start up new streaks next week. But it definitely was surprising, and yet, as tough as it is for Kansas to lose at home, we've seen teams like K-State, Baylor come in and force the issue. And Iowa State, in order for them to close the deal, it took a school record in threes, 18 of them, which was a record for Iowa State. It was an Allen Fieldhouse opponent record, and it tied the all-time mark, regardless of venue, of the most ever hit against KU with Nebraska of 2002. So that's what it took to finally knock off a streak that went back to January of 2014.
Yeah, with the three-pointers and what Iowa State was able to do offensively, is it oversimplifying to say Kansas needs to play better defense? Was it a matter of Iowa State getting hot? I just know the defense has been a concern for Bill Self here throughout the year. How would you assess that?
Yeah, it's interesting, John, because what Wildcat fans saw a month ago was a Kansas team that didn't stop dribble penetration, gave up a lot of layups at the rim. 20 of them is what our coaches charted when they went back and looked at the game. And that's just unheard of from a Bill Self defensive-minded team. And we've talked about this on your show before, that this particular Kansas club doesn't have that rim-protecting, shot-blocking presence of a Jeff Whitney or a Cole Aldrich or something like that. And when they lost Udoka Azubuike back in December to a wrist ligament injury that's going to cost him 6 months for the rest of his freshman campaign, it was devastating because while he wasn't that type of shot blocker yet, he had the potential to become the closest thing KU would have to that this year. Landon's a force inside. He's a great rebounder, but he's not going to alter a ton of shots like some of those other names I've mentioned. And so that was the concern. The guards were getting beat off the bounce, and they didn't have that back line defense to alter as many shots as they used to. Well, on Saturday, the guards weren't closing out nearly as well. Now, some of these shots, to be fair, I mean, Deontay Burton was throwing them in 24, 25 feet. Could Josh Jackson have done a better job in closing out and getting a hand up more so than what he did? Probably so. And as Bill Self said, there was some ball watching going on, including on the dagger that Donovan Jackson hit from the corner where Svi Mykhailiuk was caught kind of watching the ball, didn't rotate over, didn't stay with his man, and consequently they got an uncontested three from the corner that proved to do the Jayhawks in. So my point in referencing both of those instances is that there have been different aspects of the defensive game that have ailed KU at times this season. A team that typically under Bill Self is not just amongst the Big 12's best, but in 9 of his previous 13 years, they finished in the top 8 nationally in field goal percentage defense. So it's been different breakdowns with different facets. But we have seen them in other stretches really hunker down and guard. I thought the way they closed out Baylor on Wednesday was some of the best defense we've seen. We've seen them go to a zone based on their depth issues and have that throw a wrench in the system of a couple of teams, including Kentucky and Lexington or Rupp Arena. So it's not a bad defensive team, John, but it's not a Bill Self gold standard caliber defense just yet, at least not sustainably. And they need to find a way to do that. Maybe getting Bragg back tonight will keep Landon a little fresher, But really, I think it has to do more with the guards and their effectiveness in terms of perimeter defense more so than anything.
Talking right now with the voice of the Jayhawks, Brian Haney, here ahead of K-State and Kansas tonight. There's been a lot of off-the-court things that have popped up here in the last couple of months for Kansas to deal with. How much do you think that has wore on these guys, just having to deal with that being constantly in the headlines?
Well, John, for the first time, Bill Self admitted that he thought he had a tired team mentally on Saturday versus Iowa State. I think that it was almost a galvanizing thing when it first happened, the first of what's been several reports, obviously. When they went to Lexington, I had a chance to talk on the Friday night before the game. Of course, ESPN Game Day's in the house, Big 12 SEC Challenge, number 2 versus number 4, all that. And I talked to Frank and I talked to Devontae on Friday night, and they were so excited just to get back out on the court, back between the lines, those 94 feet, almost a sanctuary or a cathedral to get away from, you know, everything else that they've been dealing with, you know, and all the negative distractions. This was going to be a positive diversion from that. And I think it was kind of galvanizing for those guys. They kept a tighter huddle. They were able to block out the noise, and they turned in one of their best efforts of the season. And I think we saw something similar versus Baylor. But the reports kept coming last week, and Bill Self admitted that, you know, it looked like a tired team, more so mentally than physically. And at some point, just all of the heaviness that's been weighing on these guys away from basketball did take a toll. Now, that doesn't mean that that's why Josh Jackson didn't get a hand up on Deontay Burton or why he didn't slide over. But I think if we don't recognize the potential of some kind of cumulative effect over 2 weeks of this, everything that's been said, written, tweeted, whatever, yeah, these kids, they aren't completely numb to that stuff or blind to that stuff. They hear it, they see it, and I think it did take a toll. Question is, can they recalibrate and put that behind them tonight and realize the magnitude of this moment? This is the Kansas team that hadn't lost back-to-back games since 2013, and they can't afford to let it happen tonight. They want to keep their lead on Baylor and West Virginia and Iowa State, keep Cats jumping up into that race as well. But they're certainly capable of doing that here on the back half. So I think all those incentives and motivations hopefully will have Kansas dialed in. But even a dialed-in KU team can lose in this place. It's what Bill Self says, tough venue they'll play in all year.
All right, there is Brian Haney, the voice of the Kansas Jayhawks here on Wildcat Insider. Appreciate his time. We got to run here, Brian, and get to the final break, but we'll play it back again during, PowerCat Game Day. I'm getting everything mixed up here as we wrap up Wildcat Insider. Coming up next, PowerCat Game Day from 6 to 7. Pre-game coverage from the K-State Sports Network at 7 o'clock. The tip-off at 8 tonight between the Wildcats and the Jayhawks. This is Wildcat Insider.